You are receptive to these suggestions, which I am about to give you concerning your memory and your ability to recall. The art of memory is the art of paying attention. And retaining the information and bringing it forth when you need it. The entire process begins with paying attention to anything in order to remember it. Whether you are reading or listening to something, or watching something, or all three, or even using senses beyond that, you must pay attention while it is happening. For example, if you think of the name of a person, look at that person. Look at that person in your mind. If you have paid sufficient attention to that person and the way they look, you realize that you can associate something about the way they look with their name. This process, this technique, is called a mnemonic device. And will help you remember things. So when you meet someone, you focus your mind. You think. You look. You listen. And you associate. And you remember. And you do all of this easily and effortlessly. When you want to recall something, you have the information stored in your mind. It has been stored properly because you are very aware while it was being stored. You have put the facts in your memory bank so that you can recall them when you need them. You have placed those facts in a file. So imagine your memory being a filing system with many file cabinets and many drawers. When you want to remember something, you remember which file cabinet it is in, which drawer of the file cabinet it is in, and then you simply open that drawer and open the file. So you realize it is important to file memories so that you can find them again. So you pay close attention to information as it is coming into your mind. You associate that information with something, and you file that information. And you remember where the file is. So that you can access that file whenever you need it. From this moment on, every day, you will utilize your good memory. You use your good memory every day. You always pay attention. You pay attention to anything you want to remember. Whether you are reading it, listening to it, seeing it, or all three, or even using other senses, you pay attention to exactly what is going on, to exactly what is being said, to exactly what you hear, to exactly what you see, to exactly what you read. And you put that information in your memory bank, in a file, and you will remember where you put it. And when you want to get that file and read it, it is easy for you to do. The facts are properly stored. And they are ready for you whenever you want or need them. Your memory bank is full of file cabinets, neatly organized file cabinets. And just like any other bank, when you want to make a withdrawal, you are able to, because there is plenty in there. You have put it there carefully. So when you want to remember something, you just relax. And you concentrate your mind on that information. You request the information and let it drift up to your conscious awareness. You have an excellent memory. You have an excellent memory. You have an excellent memory. This is true for you. You have an excellent memory, and your memory is improving day by day. And I'd like you now to imagine reading something. Imagine being fully involved in that moment, reading it with full awareness. And storing it properly in a file. Imagine doing this now as I am silent. Good. Now, imagine recalling what you read easily, almost effortlessly. You know where the file cabinet is. You know the drawer that memory is in. And so you open that drawer and open the file. Imagine doing this now as I am silent. Good. Now I'd like you to imagine being in a conversation and receiving information. Perhaps it is someone's name or some other information. If it is someone's name, you make an association between their name and something about them. If you are receiving information, you simply store that information in a file. Imagine this now. As I am silent. Good. Now I'd like you to imagine retrieving that information which you have stored from that conversation. Imagine going to the file cabinet, opening the drawer, pulling out the file. And then you can hear the information which you received in that conversation. Imagine this now as I am silent. Good. Now I want you to imagine doing something. That's right. Imagine being part of an activity. And as you are part of this activity, you store the memories in a file. Imagine yourself fully engaged in an activity and remembering everything you can about being there and doing that. As I am silent. Good. Now imagine going to the file cabinet where that memory is stored, opening the drawer where that file is, removing that file, and reliving that experience in your mind. It is easy for you. Because your memory is perfect. Do this now as I am silent. Good. I'd like you to realize that your memory is also powerful when remembering events from the past, no matter how far back you want to remember. You are able to remember everything that ever happened to you. Because your memory is perfect. It's as if all of the files from the past are becoming organized now in the filing system, allowing you easy access to all of those memories anytime you choose. your mind, you realize that you have a memory of everything that has ever happened to you. That is reality. That is your reality. Realize that everything is perfect. Just imagine yourself 6 months in the future, having perfect recall. Imagine yourself remembering something in the future which happened in the past, and feel how good it feels to be able to do that. Feel how good it feels in your body and mind and emotions to be able to recall something perfectly. See this now, 6 months in the future. You recalling something easily, effortlessly, perfectly. As I am silent, Good. Now imagine yourself 1 year from now. See yourself recalling something perfectly. Memories come to you easily. You have a perfect recall of everything that has ever happened to you. See yourself using your perfect memory while doing something else. 1 year from now, your memory is so well developed that you can recall facts, a anytime you want, easily. So see yourself doing something and recalling something at the same time as I am silent. Good.